This goes to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-583-1914, regarding Margo, M-A-R-G-O, House, H-O-U-S-E, date of birth 9-7-1943. Dear Nikki, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. House with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, secondary hyperparathyroidism, and hypertension. Her last visit was June 12th of this year. Her weight is stable. She's feeling well. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. She makes adequate amounts of urine without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily, with potassium chloride, 10 mil equivalent, once a day. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam. Weight, 178 pounds. Pulse, 72. Oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Blood pressure, 118 over 62. Neck is supple. There's no carotid bruise. No jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. Lungs are clear. And she has one plus edema of ankles bilaterally. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done December 5th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.43. Estimated GFR is 37. Albumin 4.1, calcium 9.5, sodium 136, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus is 4.0, intact parathyroid hormone 190.4, hemoglobin 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.